a woods to eat our words. Leaves enough to wear no clothes. Be still now. Be patient. Freeze in the light, flickering sky. Our night to move. Who goes there? Who goes there? Hands up. I forgot. I'm in here. No face, no eyes. No looking. No need to attack. Yeah, I've got that. Yeah, I know what you're saying. We gotta do something about that. I suspect you.
Sounds. Yeah. Applause. That was beautiful. Beautiful. You want to introduce us to Vita Nemiroff?
Welcome to Night Talk Passover edition. Passover on Easter edition. Super.
You want to introduce?
Quest for freedom.
Yeah. Introduce Karen.
And, that was Karen Edelman singing Hine Matov. And before that, it was Mira Dancy's Be No Eyes, who is in town from New York for her show at Night Gallery that opens on Tuesday, also with Marina Pinsky.
Who's in the house right now?
Marina.
Yeah? Marina's in the house.
And, yeah.
So, how was your Passover?
I'm still recuperating from Passover 2011. My Passover was,
You're also gonna arise from the dead. You and Jesus. I'm just making all kind of friends
I feel like I haven't really had my Passover yet, and that's why I wanted to do it on the radio. And so I think the nice thing to do right now would be to do the bless the first cup of the wine, and we'll get this
Passover started.
And Karen is Karen, who did all the Hebrew at last year's Passover Seder, is going to be doing the same tonight. So we are very lucky that she's here, and she's going to
bless that wine.
Baruch atah Adonai.
You should all get a glass of wine at home. Sorry.
Right now.
Eloheinu melech haolam borei peri hagafen.
L'chaim. No?
Adonai.
It's a question mark after every one of those.
Yeah, I don't think you say
good wine.
On Passover, I just want you to know, every time you drink a glass of wine after the prayer, you're actually supposed to drink a whole glass of wine. So by the end of this show, you should have drunk 4 glasses of wine, and you should be pretty drunk.
That's a Jewish tradition.
Yes.
What you got there, Davida?
I got this Passover book called the Haggadah, and it's filled with lots of rules. And
what is
really
the
feel
Haggadah?
Like doing any of the rules? I'm not certain, but I believe that it's the sort of like book that has the basically the rites and rituals of Passover, including the story of
Exodus.
Does
that word mean something?
I think it means little book.
Oh, that's cute.
But Karen, what does it really mean?
Haggadah?
Yeah.
I don't
actually know. That's a good question. Is it time to smoke this celebratory bowl?
The Passover bowl?
I think that's what they do.
Yeah.
Never pass over that bowl.
Karen. Oh, Paul reminded us that we haven't done the prayer yet. The prayer for the bowl.
I feel like the bowl could be
bless
the same.
Bless the bowl. Gotta.
What is this?
Oh.
Okay, here. You want to ask some questions?
Do I?
Yeah, Marina, maybe. Yeah, you know, like on Passover, there's the 4 questions. In quotes, it says, traditionally asked by the youngest person at the Seder. And so, like, I guess, why is this night different from all other nights? That's one of the questions.
Should we spread those questions over the whole show?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Marina's the youngest person?
I think so.
When's your birthday? You win.
Mika.
You win.
It's your birthday on Tuesday.
My birthday's on Tuesday.
Woo! All right, so.
Are you younger?
Someone claims to be younger, but we're going to ignore him. He's a liar.
There's a baby upstairs.
Okay. There's a baby upstairs.
Her name is Isis.
You don't have to know the answer to
You actually shouldn't. You shouldn't know. You shouldn't
oh, we're
know
really
going
to give this guy
wondering.
A chance to ask the question.
Well,
first you have
name.
To tell us how old you are.
Okay, so I'm 24.
I think,
Oh my God, the wine has been spilt. You guys, this is going to be a very good show.
Maybe is it time for a song?
It might be time for a song, but you guys think about that question while you listen to this next song.
When I stop dreaming, that's when I'll stop loving you. The worst that I've ever been hurt in my life, the first time I wanted to die was the night when you told me you loved someone else. take a pebble and teach it to grow. You may teach all the raindrops to return to the cloud, but you can't teach my heart to forget.
Was the Lubin Brothers with When I Stopped Dreaming.
Before we go to this part, I just want to note that while that song was happening, Davida was wiping up the spill of her wine with the, what's the name? The prayer book.
The Haggadah.
And so now...
I was, but actually she helped me wipe up the, I didn't do anything. I just lazily threw the prayer book on the ground.
You just tried to hide this.
And just was hoping that it was like a bounty.
With a prayer book.
Yeah, I just thought that was going to work like paper towel, but it didn't. It just worked like paper.
Anyway.
So the prayer book is wine stained now.
But that's
so
probably that's, what's supposed to happen.
Yeah, I mean, after what Karen said about Passover. I never turned down the computer part of this show. okay, so we have Jason here. Sorry, man, I forgot. What's your name?
My name is Jason.
You just said it.
I know, but we were supposed to do that intro on the
We fucked up.
And so you're the youngest guy in the room, and you're going to ask the four questions tonight.
Okay.
Here.
Why is this night different from all other nights?
I don't know.
Interesting question.
Thank you.
That's something to ask every night.
Yeah,
right?
It's funny because that's like the kind of the line of work we're in. You know, we're in a constant 100% Passover Seder trying to define that this night is different from all other nights. But ultimately... They're all pretty similar.
It's the sad reality of life.
Mika, do you have any, can you think of any hot topics on the topics?
Of hot topics? Are you reading the other questions or are we saving those for later?
Yeah, actually, maybe we go to question number two with Jason.
Why on any other night can we eat either leavened or unleavened leavened bread? But tonight we eat only unleavened bread.
Yeah, we ask that at Night Gallery too, every night.
Well, actually, there's like, you can go to Bagel City or something and get Bagel Factory and get a free loaf of challah bread.
Yeah, this is our plug-in for, what is it? Bagel Factory. Love. Love us some bagels at the factory.
Because no one's going to eat this challah if you don't.
Wow.
So do you want to do the prayer for the bread?
Yeah,
challah.
Let's do that.
Okay. Can't help myself.
Get out your free matzah, your free challah, or your matzah if you got it, or any other bread. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, hamotzi lechem min haaretz. And then betei avon means... You know, bon appetit. Hooray!
Hooray!
Hooray for Judaism.
Anybody want some challah?
Yeah.
This reminds me of the one summer I went to Jewish
challah sounds like over radio.
I feel like I've had enough challah.
All right, give me that.
I mean, or else I'll eat that whole loaf and it'll be really sick. Because you'll hear it.
I'm going to put this challah on my iPad. Challah. Feels decadent.
So I guess, yeah, tonight we eat matzah because we didn't have time to let the bread rise when we were hanging out in the desert waiting for God to tell us what to do. We had to be ready. So we had to make bread that was flat.
Let's use that as a segue for our hot topics.
Flat bread.
Flat bread. Speaking... of flatness.
But
you know about Kim Kardashian's new love?
Ah!
Do you know about this?
No, I don't know about it.
Do you know who Kim Kardashian is?
Yes, I do, and I know that she recently was divorced from Chris Humphries, but that was like actually like 4 months ago or something. Chris Humphries? Yeah. Yes.
That's a crazy
last name. He's a basketball player.
Right?
I think he's on like the Knicks, or maybe not. I'm not sure. Jeremy Lin was just traded to the Knicks.
Yeah.
Somebody worth knowing.
Jeremy Lin.
That's the whole idea behind Jeremy Lin.
Lin said.
Yeah, he's like worth
knowing. Stand up guy. Yeah. Lin Sanity.
Lin taking the bus. I've seen it.
In real life?
No, on the news.
Yeah.
As a hot topic.
It's Kanye West.
Yeah, but I think, Mika, this isn't, I think they've dated.
No, it's only
simply a rumor, I believe.
No,
nothing more.
It is on TMZ. So officially not a rumor.
And therefore is a rumor by definition.
That is the dictionary definition of rumor. Yeah.
TMZ is actually just an acronym for some Latin word.
Rumorous. Well, that's not really in there. But
Tadius rumorous, Zilophysis. Yeah. In Canada, we call it TMZ. But
oh my God, you Canadians.
They're like as bad as dad jokes. Dad's jokes.
Let's not get into that. But anyway, they've been dating for 2 weeks. They've known each other for 8 years, though.
Because they already dated. I'm positive. Look it up.
I did on TMZ.
But they didn't say that they already dated. I mean, I read Us Weekly every week. I'm like serious about this stuff.
They said it's 8 years in the making of friendship, though, but they've only been having sex for the past 2 weeks, according to TMZ. Which I trust.
Yeah. Okay. I trust TMZ. I trust Us Weekly. I trust TMZ, you know.
But
you're going to trust.
But listen to this most romantic thing. He they were at FAO Schwartz. He shut down the whole floor so she could learn to play piano on the big, the piano that was in big.
That is like the lamest thing I have ever heard.
It's really lame.
I mean, it's cute if it was like, you know, really her sincere lifelong dream, but it has this tinge of copycat, like plastic. FAO Schwartz is like actually the worst place on earth, you know? It's like, what are you doing, FAO Schwartz?
It's like the Cheesecake
Factory.
Buy
that fucking piano,
isn't it?
Take it to your ranch and like fucking learn how to play there. Well, I gotta learn how to play where they did in the movies. It's like, oh, I'm just like the movies. No.
That's so complicated because it is just like the movies.
And it's plastic. With a K?
K.
Kosher?
Tie it back. Bring it back. Always got to bring it back to
Passover.
I guess
now it's time
for
the third question.
Why, on any other night, can we eat any kind of herbs, but tonight only bitter herds? Herds. Smoke.
Smoke.
Smoke any kind of... Smoke any kind of herbs every day, but tonight only bitter heards.
Heards. Oh,
there's a typo in the Haggadah.
That is a really disrespected prayer book.
Heards. It's a word.
Or did the wine make the ink smear? I think it's time to play a song.
That's a good question. Let's just answer that question before we get into a bitter R. Kelly song. But bitter herbs, they are to remember the bitter times, man. It's so obvious. Why are you asking all these questions? Now we're going to play one of my favorite R. Kelly tracks. And this goes out to all the R. Kelly fans in the house.
Because his heart is faithful.
Not right.
Do I know your friend who? At a club. Who was there? Girl, I wasn't. Wait a minute, calm down.
I was at a club with who? Get the fuck. Man, you know what? Girl, I'm not about to sit up here and argue with you about who's to blame or call no names. Real talk, see girl, only thing I'm trying to establish with you is not who's right or who's wrong, but what's right and what's wrong. Real talk. Just because your friend says she saw me at a club with some other bitches sitting in VIP, smoking and drinking and kicking it, tell me girl, did she say there were other guys there? Did she say there were other guys there? Were there other guys there? Well, tell me this. How the fuck she know I was with them other girls then? When the whole club packed, wait a minute, let me finish what I've got to say. I've been with you 5 years and you listening to your motherfucking girlfriends. I don't know why you fuck with them old jealous, no man having assholes anyway. Real talk, always accusing me of some old bullshit when I'm just trying to have a good time. Robert, you did this, Kills, I heard you did that. Don't you think I got enough bullshit on my mind? Real talk, hold up. Didn't I just give you money to go get your hair, toes, and nails done the other day? Yeah, your ass was smiling then. Real talk, gave who some damn money? I ain't gave nobody no damn money, girl. Is you tweaking? You see what your problem is? You're always running off at the mouth telling your girls your motherfucking business. When they don't eat with us, they don't sleep with us. Besides, what they eat don't make us shit. Real talk. You called my mama's house and what? Girl, my mama ain't got a screen, no calls for me. Real talk. And watch your mouth. Fuck me, girl, fuck you. I don't give a fuck about what you talking about. I'm sick of this bullshit. I'm coming home and getting my shit and getting the fuck up out of Dodge. You ain't gotta worry about me no more. And the next time your ass get horny, go fuck one of your funky ass friends. Hell, you're probably already doing that shit anyway. You gon' burn what? Bitch, I wish you would burn my motherfucking clothes with your trifling ass. Milton, you bogus girl, Milton. Start your cop warming up and get ready to take me home. This bitch done lost her motherfucking mind.
We'll be
was Chubby Checker with Goodbye Victoria. And we're back at Kaechung. Does everyone know how awesome Kaechung basement is? Yeah. Yeah, it's beautiful here. We have people here from all over California on that have done shows. Barry, what's the name of your show?
BarryJohnson.com.
Yeah, Kaechung.net org. Kaechung.org. Yeah. Yeah, we got more people here. What's up? And Saul, who's the producer, the king, of Kaechung. Oh. Oh no! Because Mike was not on.
Cut me out.
That was terrifying.
It's probably better that it was not live.
It was so good. It was so good. There's too many. There's a lot of people here. I just have to say, it's like much more
vibrant
than
it's
I thought.
It's good because we need an audience to laugh at our jokes.
It's true.
Well, let's go to the next hot topic, which isn't topical as much as it's just funny. But here's a series of Lindsay Lohan look-alike pictures that you can't see, but you will hear us laughing at.
This is the most hilarious.
So the first one is Lindsay Lohan and Gollum. Do you know what movie that's from? Or that's just
Lord
her in
Rings.
Hawaii?
Oh, I think that's just her on tour.
On tour? Where she's in a band?
But she's like on celebrity tour, like how you have to go to Hawaii or something.
Yeah, I guess those are the more like anorexic years.
This is the most recent
Lindsay Lohan. There's a picture of Lindsay and Victoria Gotti. Mm-hmm. It's like a mob wife.
Yeah, they both have the same. I mean, I think Lindsay's going for a mob wife look, you know. She's like, I think she's
plastic surgery
and like big blonde curls, and she has like an Anna Nicole thing written all over her, and you know. Yeah. and so does Victoria Gotti.
Well, you can
get it in a case, put it in a fireproof case, because maybe that'll be worth something
tomorrow.
Soon enough.
Yeah,
I heard on the radio somebody bid on like Marilyn Monroe's like high school grade card or something, like her
like lunch bin,
like her report card.
Oh,
it was like, you know, $30,000. Yeah,
we can do better than that.
So if you have Lindsay Lohan's, yeah, call us. Send $1 in the mail. Put $1 in an envelope and send it to 204.
We just need 30,000 people to do that.
Yeah. Okay, who's the second?
Who's
the third?
The third
that
is
like Lindsay Lohan and Lindsay Lohan.
That's what you're supposed to think, but it's Lindsay Lohan and Debbie Harry.
God, Debbie Harry looks great. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she is wearing sunglasses and a hood. But
yeah. And, you know.
But other than that, she looks amazing.
Yeah. And, you know, Lindsay Lohan, like, I mean, I don't know why anyone would want to prematurely age like that. Like, to me, that's like the most fucked up thing, as being somebody who's aging, like, really every day. I like, wake up and I'm like, whoa. And it's like so fucked up. Yeah. And so I feel like Lindsay, like, is like skipping ahead, like, five, you know.
Maybe she just doesn't want to be where she is right now. You know, she wants to
be a golden girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait. Who is this one?
This is Lindsay Lohan and Keira Knightley.
No, it's not. It's Kristen Stewart.
But
you don't know anything
alike.
About women.
They look quite alike, is the point I'm making. I mean, I think it's you'd be a third one. There'd be a third one here that would be Keira Knightley next to all the other two of them.
I think ultimately what this is
the same
saying
face.
Is that Kristen Stewart, who is like from that Twilight movie, just to give you a picture at home, looks like Keira Knightley and looks
like
Lindsay
anybody
Lohan
else.
Looks nothing like the two of them.
Well, yeah, and I will not to mention that's true. Also, Keira Knightley looks almost identical to Natalie Portman, so that sort of makes a four-way tie.
What do you think's going on, Jason?
It may be a little bit of a hair pulling tactic that's
going on. Is
that
what you're
on.
Trying to? Don't listen.
They might
say what you
they
feel.
They very well
say
may be yanking
feel.
Our chain that they may be the same person but being marketed four separate times to us.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's what I'd propose.
That sounds efficient.
That's what
and
I would
like
definitely
a good
propose.
Business strategy.
Where is our redhead?
Pay one person, get four times the money.
You know, redhead Molly Ringwald.
Molly Ringwald? Kirsten Stewart is also a redhead.
Yeah, that's a great, of course, that's a good theory, but where's our redhead? Like today? Wasn't Lindsay Lohan supposed to be our redhead?
Oh, we're fuck redheads.
I guess what's
the old redhead, though,
are
is the real
out.
Question.
Molly Ringwald.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, you're so young. 16 Candles.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think that's her name. I'm the oldest person in this room. There's
you're the wisest.
Emma Stone's a
blonde. But this is, all right, you guys.
That's the prayer book.
This whole hot topic is really for this next picture.
Okay, this is Lindsay Lohan and Emma Stone, who
Not
nobody
that
knows
one.
Who that
no.
is.
This one. Hilarious. So funny.
What Mika has just pulled out is Lindsay Lohan and
Frankie
Malky.
Munez.
Malcolm in
Frankie
the middle.
Frankie Muniz.
And
for one hot minute, they looked more alike than anybody. Those were the best days for both of them, for
Those
sure.
Those were glory days. That is when I hope they invested.
In themselves.
I hope they invested in more than just themselves. That's really what I'm trying to say. I hope they invested in environmental.
Got some property.
Yeah, I hope they didn't invest
in I hope they
in
bought some
crisis.
Apple stock.
Yeah,
or Facebook stock. Man.
Jinx, you owe me a Facebook stock.
I actually heard that Frankie Muniz got in really early on the Zynga thing. He bought Zynga stock back in like 93.
What's
Zynga?
Is that like Jenga?
They just went public like 2 years, like a few months ago, and they're like a Facebook video game website.
A Facebook video game website that sounds like Facebook.
They make video games for Facebook.
Do you?
How much money?
Do you hang out on Facebook? Do you like hang out there for hours?
I'm starting to.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago, I wasn't even on Facebook, and I've made the worst.
What I did is I unsubscribed.
Started doing heroin, basically.
Nice.
It's crazy.
Digital heroin.
Digital heroin.
I actually unsubscribed
so
from
powerful.
All of my friends. Yeah, I bet you do. That's pretty good. But I was going to say, I unsubscribed from all of my friends, so the digital heroin is sort of not unavailable.
I don't
you
subscribe to anyone.
To your friends, so that means like it's just strictly what? Business?
Just nothing.
So you're just on there like an empty number in a phone book.
I'm staring at a message saying there is no more newsfeed.
Oh, it's conceptual. I like it.
Are you an artist? I'm serious.
Yes, but my pieces don't involve Facebook, unfortunately.
Yeah, and that's not called that art. That's all. That's...
I don't want to confuse anyone.
Yeah, no. I remember my friend Penny Smart was the one who told me that I had to get on Facebook and get off MySpace. And I remember just being so confused as to be I'm like, what are you talking about? I was like, MySpace is never going to die. And then obviously as I got older and as time passed and as everybody in the room right now doesn't even never heard of MySpace.
I was on MySpace.
As everyone's like dead eyes stare at me. I realize
I was on MySpace.
That was an odd, weird
MySpace is still going.
Yeah, my friend. For
MySpace
other.
Is also our sponsor. MySpace yeah. and Send Bagel check Factory. Two.
Put $1. MySpace.
MySpace is doing so well.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey man, this is MySpace. I should have done ads like that.
That's the space word. That's our sponsor. Uh-huh. MySpace. Get out.
I wish we had some Garbage Pail Kids stickers to look at and describe. Do you guys know the Garbage Pail Kids?
I can look it up.
No.
If someone can talk.
Are you kidding?
Garbage Pile Kids?
Pail.
Cabbage Patch Kids. Is that what you're talking about?
No, you're so young.
You're too young for this show. There's like a...
But you bring some humor, so we'll keep talking to you.
Can we maybe, let's get Marina.
Yeah, let's get Marina in here.
Marina, can you come and read the
I'm gonna look
third
up the
question?
Garbage.
This is Marina.
Although Julia is like, she was born in like 93 or something. So just for the record.
93? That means how old are you? 89. I was, my little brother is born in 89. So I know how old you are. All right, here's Marina Pinsky going to read the third question.
Yeah, it's not.
Oh, it's the fourth question.
Yeah.
There's only four questions.
There's five questions.
Oh, it's the third question.
This one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why on any other night do we not dip even once, but on this night we dip twice?
Well, when you say it like
chips,
that,
right?
It sounds... It sounds like it's time for a water song. And we're gonna play another Deloro song from Deloro, the supergroup from Toronto. We're gonna play their Water Tower song.
Yeah. fall like rain. Oh, oh, I am in pain. This is my heartbeat. Diana, you are good, Diana. I'm in love. Oh, Diana. I see you clear. Oh, Diana, why do you need it? Welcome back. That last song was by Alexander Skip Spence, and it was Diana. And before that, we had Water Tower by DeLauro. And now we're going to go to the fourth and final question of the evening with Marina.
Why on any other night do we eat and drink either sitting or reclining, but tonight we only recline?
What do you think, Mika?
Tough question.
Yeah, why? Because it's because what are we Passover is a celebration of freedom, and to recline is to be a free
spiritually
woman.
What?
Yeah, that's
free association.
I mean, that's the answer to the question. And I
freedom.
Know that, yeah, freedom. And that's the point of Passover.
Since we're not slaves anymore, we get to chill.
Oh, you don't have to drink sitting up. No. It's a lot of hard work.
Yeah. Well, you can't, yeah, you drink and you recline. Or you just recline.
Yeah, freedom, that's worth a lot.
Yeah, I mean, that's... I mean, it to be, you know, it's like ultimately you're never free. There is no freedom and so on and so forth.
Should we use that as a segue to the Garbage Pail Kids?
Yeah.
And just
talk about imprisonment of character. The Garbage Pail Kids.
But that's not what happens in the movie.
No.
The Garbage Pail Kids are free too.
They're free to design clothes.
Which is the ultimate freedom.
To be a fashion designer. That's what the movie Zoolander is also about.
Also a great movie. Well, do you want to explain what the Garbage Pail Kids are for those who don't know?
Oh, yeah. the Garbage Pail Kids, I think, are some sort of the creative imagination of a genius.
That's obvious.
Who took Cabbage Patch Kids, I think, and real humans, or real potential gritty little kids, and put them together in an illustrated form. And they use the name of the kid and something disgusting, and they smush it together. And then there's like an art piece about it. Like there's one kid that's called Art Apart. And that's, you're to assume that his first name is Art and his last name is Apart. And it's just a little kid that's all ripped apart. That's what I'm looking at.
A kid feels like. Especially for art.
Yeah.
Read some of the other names.
Potty Scotty.
That's a kid and that's who likes to poo.
That's like a little kid that's like, he looks like he likes to work as a plumber. He looks like he is getting swooped
His
up.
First name is Potty? Is that anyone's real first name?
No, this is your, to assume that his last name is Potty, his first name is Scotty, and he goes by a last name first. And of course,
it's like a bibliography of the Garbage Pail Kids.
Itchy Richie, and he has the same thing. Itchy Richie is a little baby that is sitting buck naked, and he has a bunch of spiders all over him.
Ooh, tough life. Yeah, Adam Bomb.
You can only imagine what that looks like. It's a.
It's exactly what you think it is.
And what is it?
It's like a kid, and there's like a big mushroom cloud coming out of his head. And
he has
really weird feet. Hold on a sec. Oh, he has these really stumpy sock feet. They're really disturbing.
<That's> he doesn't have
that's
feet.
That's the cabbage patch.
They've been blown off.
Of
that's political.
That's really freaky that they have that they wear those kinds of shoes. He looks like he's kind of using a cell phone. Oh, but that's a detonation device.
He's detonating his
own
brain.
This is pre-cell phone.
He's wearing a little suit, but the suit is like way too small.
All right, you guys are going into way too much detail.
You know, if you look up, it's like self-murder, which is a
Colgate.
This one's interesting because they use advertising, and like they use, like his gross part of him is that his tongue is actually a toothpaste dispenser, and his tongue is literally dispensing the toothpaste that he's going to use and his toothbrush to clean his mouth, and then his name is a product, and it's a very interesting comment.
Yeah,
it's actually the.
About it's capitalism.
This, like, yeah, it's about this freedom, you know, this like thou aren't ever going to be free.
Whoa. Peeled Paul. Oh. Paul Peeled, I guess. Mr. Peeled.
Yeah.
Mr. Paul Peeled.
Marina, can you describe to people at home what is Peeled Paul?
Well, Paul is ripping the skin off of his torso as though he's taking off a shirt.
It's so amazing how
there's some strewn clothes about the room.
Self-contained.
Yeah, he looks like he's just like getting ready in a rush. That's his nether body. That's his body hanging up. That's his body skin hanging up.
He has a closet full of other body skin. It's really gross. I can't believe this is for kids.
Is there a movie that has like Fred Savage hiding in a closet as dressed as a skin?
There should be. If there
or
isn't.
Was that a dream? has anyone seen Garbage Pail Kids, the movie?
No.
Is Fred Savage in Boy Meets World? Or that's Ben Savage?
Yeah, it's his bro.
Oh, I saw Ben at Stanford once. He was not very attractive.
I heard Fred Savage on the radio the other day.
Fred Savage? Mm-hmm. Is that the Love Advice guy?
No. Fred Savage is like a producer, and he...
Fred Savage is the Love Advice guy.
Fred
also, different Fred Savage.
Oh, okay.
It's called Savage Love, right?
Yeah.
Or something.
That's not Fred Savage. That's
Dan Savage. Dan Savage.
Yeah, Dan Savage.
They're all related.
No. But Fred Savage and Ben Savage.
Fred Savage talking about?
About how happy he is and how much he enjoys his life. I'm not even kidding. That's really what he was talking about.
He's a producer?
Yeah.
What did he produce?
He produced
the What has he done for us lately? Janet Jackson, shout out.
I think he produced It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And
It's a good show. I like that show.
I've never
seen
that show.
He produced kids shows, and one of the kids shows he produced I really, really liked.
What was it?
It was
Barney.
How does that song go?
It was called Oswald. It was like a little walking around octopus. The kids that I used to babysit, I would make them watch, because it was like a really good cartoon.
That sounds awesome. It's no longer.
There's nothing
on.
Better than being the producer of a really good cartoon show.
Mm-hmm.
That cartoon show's really that determines who kids are going to be when they grow up, what they're going to be.
Oh, guys, it's.
Well, you'll find out. What's going on, Davida?
I think it's time for us to go. So I think we're going to head on out of here with a song about freedom by Karen Dalton.
And, do you want to read the plegs over that
Marina,
song?
Do you want to? Yeah, let's read the plegs over the song. And then we'll also just give a reminder to everyone to come to Marina and Mira's opening on Tuesday, April 10th. This is the computer, right?
Yeah.
All right, so this song is Karen Dalton, Think of Freedom. Every Time I Think of Freedom. And here's Marina.
Hail.
When
focused. Darkness. Slaying of the firstborn.